I think it's a scam.
Oh, it totally is.
People of Earth, and welcome to the show. It is Black Sheep Rising, your weekly dose of opinion and commentary from a libertarian perspective. And who are these black sheep that I speak of? Of course, my name is Conan Soliday, and to my left, Shauna the Salsa Queen Nash is back at last. She's given up her hate of this show and has agreed to...
There was no actual hate of the show.
No?
Well, there was one a while ago, and then it died, and then you just kept that in your head.
Just kept it in my head?
Yeah, you renewed it my renewal.
I'm letting it go.
All right.
Shauna?
I don't hate the show.
Yes. Shauna's back.
I like being
here. And hey, this guy over here, Derek J. Horton.
Hey.
Also
yeah,
Freeman.
And I do podcasts here in Keene, New Hampshire.
You do all kinds of work. I know you just put something on the old Free Keene site of all of the programs. I wasn't aware of all the programs you were involved in. It's quite extensive.
Yeah, I just rebranded all my stuff, so it was hard to keep track of all the things that I do, like you mentioned. So I just rebranded it under one umbrella, Derek J Media. So now people can go to derekj.me and
can
just see anything that I do. So Peace News Now is one podcast that I do.
Eventually, all Liberty News will be controlled by like three guys.
conglomerate.
Yeah,
they'll
be
centralized.
There'll be like 70 programs, but only three people control all 70. And
there's a conspiracy. Yeah, and I'm working on being at the beginning of that.
Get on that bandwagon right now from the get-go. And Garrett is back in the house.
Peace be upon you.
And he's got the dog.
Oh, yeah. As always, you know, this is G's show, so.
Yeah, we had to wait a good 10 minutes or so so the dog could work out all of his energy. He had quite a lot of it, and I think he's good to go. And, you know, what's interesting about tonight's show is we're actually going to be focused on dogs and wolves.
Oh yeah.
And so it's good that we actually have a dog on the panel.
We have an example.
Yeah.
In case people didn't know what a dog
looks like. A specimen of the epitome of dogosity.
Yeah. So
or is he a wolf? We can't be sure.
We'll
find out at the end.
I think if we were to release him this winter out into the wild and he was to come back springtime, we would know, you know, whether he was wolf or not. I have a sneaky suspicion that he might have some wolves and maybe want a couple of his toenails.
His toenails.
And that's about it. Maybe his tail wag. That's about it. Not a whole lot going on. So how you guys been? I haven't seen Derek. I haven't seen you since the barbecue. Since the bonfire.
Been working, man. I'm putting out podcasts. Like I mentioned, you know, DerekJ.me. Plus, I've been doing a new raw channel. I used to do Freeman TV raw, putting all the live raw videos up, unprocessed of course, and anyone can just go and see that stuff. And I've been surprised at the number of people who want to subscribe to a feed like that, because you would think you're just bombarding your YouTube feed all day every day, but like sometimes people just check in and see what's going on. Like I'm making a peace garden out by the Keene Activism Center. And I just take like 30-minute videos of just like weeding the garden, and there are people like, "Oh, nice banana peppers!" And you know, I see the habanero peppers.
Did you hear me?
Turning red.
I said, "Get off my lawn now."
I am a little concerned about what sort of vandals might come and you know. Anyway, I've got some security cams on the...
They make good video.
Yeah, well, who knows. The idea of the garden is supposed to be that people are free to take from it. Anyone can have whatever they want. So that's still the plan. No one's really abused that yet.
Is there anything for people to take right now?
Yeah, there's, like I mentioned, I ate some banana peppers earlier. The habanero peppers are there, reddening. The tomatoes still not yet, and they might never make it because we were a little late in the year. But there's spearmint and other stuff like chives that you can take now. All sorts of herbs that are available.
By the way, Nicholas adds, Stefan Molyneux is using YouTube's terms of service to retaliate against people who are doxing his fans.
Yes.
So I guess that's part of the problem. I know is that Molyneux was bitching about people who donated chinkles, you know, small little fractions of bitcoins and all, and he got all up in arms. That was like a year ago.
Yeah, last year.
And a lot of people were like, that was like the last straw for a lot of people. And
I know. I think that's ridiculous. I took Stefan's side on that one. That was an unpopular opinion. But yeah, you know, if you believe in something, why not put your money where your mouth is?
Yeah. But yeah, but yeah, but a year ago, well, not a year ago, but 2 years ago, a fraction of a Bitcoin was actually would have been kind of nice. I wouldn't have minded.
Was he talking about a Bitcoin donation?
It was $2 donation that he was complaining about a year ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was $2.
It was PayPal, which means you have to pay basically $1.75 to have the whole thing processed. So he was getting like 25 cents out of this donation.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
So it's like what? Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, as long as that point was brought up and he wasn't just I never heard that. Yeah. That makes better sense. That's kind of like the whole 3% credit card charge.
Yeah.
You know, and the small businesses that have – it doesn't affect Walmart. It doesn't affect McDonald's.
Right.
But some little pawn shop, you know, on Main Street, it's a huge difference.
Yeah. Plus there's a swipe fee usually. Yeah. There's, you know, it's like 60 cents off the top or a dollar.
Which, by the way, and Sean and I were talking about this. Yes, by the way, you know, in this age of, you know –
we have the technology.
3% friggin' charge on a credit card swipe? Come on, man. I mean, it's like instantaneous through the lines. I mean, come on. It's 2014. Why should that be any kind of charge?
It's been that way for a long time.
I think it's a scam.
Oh, it totally is. It's a protectionist racket. There, you know there's that they have the technology to go feeless because there's Bitcoin. Like, and Bitcoin is feeless.
Mm-hmm.
We could just switch to that. But they're resisting that. Even Bitcoin companies, you know, like the Ben Lasky and all this, the regulators in New York trying to regulate Bitcoin, are still interested in having the banks be the ones doing it. I'm sure it's because of these fees. They're like, oh, you can use Bitcoin if you have a Bit license, which I'm going to hand out to my friends at the banks. But all you other little people, you can't use Bitcoin without a license.
Who are you?
Yeah, who's this Ben Lasky guy?
How many bribes have you bribed my cousin?
Yeah.
Okay, no, we're not interested.
Yeah.
In this hippie crap.
No,
put your shoes on.
Who's your cousin? What are you talking about?
It's a joke about.
Hippies. Oh, okay. I'm.
So earlier, did anything else go on? By the way, in here in Keene, I drove past the
lots of stuff going on.
I drove past the memorial. On the way to Social Sunday, and I realized there was no chalk on the pavement. And I was wondering, when's the last time it rained? Or did some, nanny go out there and clean up the chalk in front of the...
Why? Did you chalk there recently?
I haven't chalked there, but I know that I've seen pictures of... This is, by the way, this is the Robin Williams Memorial. If you guys weren't aware, Jumanji took place here. The movie Jumanji took place here in Keene, New Hampshire, and one of the props, pair of shoes, is still up, and it looks rugged, but it's become a fixture of Keene. And of course, when Robin Williams passed away, everyone went out there with some flowers and pictures, and of course there was lots of chalking that took place right there at the base of the wall, and lots of nice things, you know, to celebrate the passing of the man, you know, onto the next level, and
they
of course, and
Jumanji.
Of course, yeah, and of course, yeah, and Jumanji played at the Colonial Theater. But the big thing was the big news was that a month ago, chalking in Keene was not something you did unless you were a hooligan.
The city council talked about banning it,
according to some disreputable people within Keene. I wouldn't say everybody had that opinion.
But then we find that, well, shocking isn't always bad. Sometimes it's good.
Even Stop Free Keen made that point on their blog that I think, Ian posted, he basically spat out that line mm-hmm. of, oh, now there's chalk because of Robin Williams, and now chalking isn't bad. And
that needs to be censored.
Maybe it should be censored, but it wasn't censored. And Stoffrey Keen in their post, and yeah, they have a lot of, just completely nonsense ideas.
A lot of hate nonsense.
But they pointed out the obvious point that everybody thinks of when that's pointed out, and that is, well, memorializing Robin Williams and celebrating his life and expressing the sadness at his death is kind of different from spice is the spice of life, man, or whatever people are putting all over,
because hooliganism.
I'd love to see hooliganism.
There is a difference.
Maybe so.
Why? What is the
because
difference?
I think Robin Williams
out.
Is Maybe. More loving right, well, here's, and good here, for here's, edifying than
someone that brought everyone
says,
together.
Apparently, society
says
people
you.
Care.
All right. Well, maybe I don't like Robin Williams.
I don't.
Maybe I've never liked any of his movies. I think he chatters and talks too much, so that offends me.
Yeah.
Seeing his name and people remembering him and putting it all over the damn sidewalks right.
Yeah,
that I fucking paid
one
for.
One thing that you brought to my attention that was offensive at the memorial to some extent was that somebody was posting pictures of him after it had rained, and this was like maybe a week and a half in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A picture was posted of him performing at a USO show for the troops. And
yeah, he did a lot of performing for the troops.
Yeah, I am kind of offended by that sort of thing. I think people should point out the military is not.
I think he sang that song.
It sounds like a social dynamic that people don't seem to be aware of.
It's bullshit, and it has no principle.
Bullshit or not,
there's no principle stance to say,
who
like...
Who says that there
some,
is? It's an
some,
emotional dynamic that
well,
people...
I like to live by principles.
Right.
And so when you say free speech is important and good, and we should be able to express when Robin Williams is dead that we're sad about it...
I didn't say people should. I said they are. That's what's happened.
Spice is the spice of life. It's bullshit.
what they're saying is my free speech is important.
Yeah, they're like,
and yours is shit, and I don't want
to
deal with it.
Free speech
seems
to
be more valued
when I'm saying stuff because I say good stuff, but everyone else they say bad stuff that should be censored.
So is free
bullshit.
So is Free Keen running around? Are they the ones cleaning the Robin Williams? Tearing down
the
USO picture.
That's what I said.
I don't know.
The question was, when was the last time it rained? Because when I drove by today,
it's been raining every.
When I drove by today, there was nothing.
It was because of the rain.
I do kind of live under a rock, actually.
All right,
well, outside of the rock, there's been rain.
Oh crap!
But that chalk has been pretty resilient to rain sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a. Like, it hasn't been deliberately clean. Like, it's just been...
Yeah, well, I
chalk washed
and
off.
I saw... And I don't follow this crap, but, people do, and they post things that come from that site. And one of the ladies at the Stop for Keen site was bitching about some real libertarian issues. And one of her cohorts asked her, "Well, that sounds really libertarian."
Uh-oh.
And then
she had to backpedal, right?
Yeah, exactly. She had to defend herself in like a 3-paragraph statement.
I saw that.
As long as it's regulated by the government.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, everyone's, whether you dim, whether you repub, everyone's got a little libertarian in them, and people just need to step back and think about that sometimes, that freedom is important to them. And they did need to, get off. But my freedom is more important than your freedom. Bandwagon, because that's where it really hurts. So that's when people go to war. Just everyone have freedom, man. Everyone be free.
Well, I look at it as everyone has human rights that are equal, and I don't believe that most people in this world believe that. They believe that there are qualifications for different rights.
And that takes us to our next story. Dogs Ooh. Versus wolves.
Do they have rights?
And what? And when?
Do they have Robin Williams?
Like dolphins in India?
Yeah. I say dogs do, but wolves don't. Fuck them.
Wolves don't have rights?
Nope.
What do they have to do to get rights?
Wolfy.
They got to be domesticated.
And
they can be given rights from the government.
Yeah, look at them running around.
Everyone knows that wolves are, of course, wild, and it's very difficult to tame them. I don't know if it is possible. You can kind of lower their chemical imbalance.
What?
Yeah, you can't domesticate them, but you can spend time with them, feed them, get you, and they'll get used to you, and they'll maybe introduce you to the pack.
Yeah, so they'll be like, "Oh, this dog is pretty cool.
He feeds me. He's a good pack. Let's keep this guy around.
Introduce him to my friends."
But you can't. You can't domesticate him. But maybe you can
you can live among them.
Yeah, sure.
Have you done it?
I grew up with the wolves.
I see. Yeah,
Florida wolves.
Yeah,
but that's the big difference. And there was this. I think it was a study that came out many years ago that expressed another difference, and that was dealing with wolves and dogs in captivity. And I tried to find this article today. I couldn't find it, but so it might even be a myth. But I was always under the assumption that if you put a wolf in captivity or, you know, caught it in a trap, it would go to the lynx. It would go so far as to actually eat its leg off.
I've heard that.
To get away.
If it's caught like a bear
trap. Or if it was
trap.
Like in a cage, it will just constantly circle and dig and whine and just – it would never stop trying to get out of that trap.
It wants freedom.
But a dog would sit there – maybe look around, sniff around, and decide, all right, I'm just going to wait for the next human to come along and let me out of this.
Yeah.
Now, I tried, and I thought that was an actual study that they did. I couldn't find it, so maybe I'm just blowing hot air. I don't know. But that study made that up.
It's
a thing
it
you thought
good.
Would be nice.
But so that was that must have been a couple of years ago when I saw that. And, of course, that's always been in the back of my head that a wolf will actually chew its leg off to get free. And a lot of wild animals go to the same lengths.
Yeah.
Is it really to get free, or is it because they've been under acute stress like a bear trap and they're like, predator is coming, get away, survive. It has nothing to do with freedom.
Or they don't expect the next human to walk by to actually let them out. They don't even think about human. They don't.
Right. They're thinking threat. Or if they saw a human, that would be a threat.
Or they're thinking, I need to eat or I'm going to die. I'm going to perish. Or a bear is going to come by and chomp me in half.
Wait, you don't think animals understand freedom? Have you seen lab animals released
into the wild? I don't know if they understand freedom or not, or I haven't really put that much thought into it. But I'm thinking
lab animals being released.
Are they responding to?
Are they responding to
the threat? You know, the immediate threat and the trauma of their foot being chomped or something by like a bear claw. Not a bear claw. Those are delicious. A bear trap.
Right.
And then they're trying to flee because they've already been under, they've already been harmed. And, freedom would be the same thing as safety.
I don't know.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
I'm a free wolf.
So this is a study that just came out just recently. It is at...
by Janet Fang, by the way.
I caught it on...
The name is not lost on me.
I caught it at I Fucking Love Science, which is a pretty good site. You guys should all subscribe. And there's a longer article at sciencemag.org. But wolves, it goes, wolves cooperate with each other. Dogs form hierarchies.
That sounds like a problem with
it does.
The headline.
Immediately I'm going to bump heads with these dogs. Dogs are thought to be domesticated wolves. With the first dog owners living tens of thousands of years ago, unless you're a Christian and it was maybe 4,000 years ago or something like that.
It could have been 10,000 years ago.
Favoring their helpful, cooperative nature. Now,
right
a
here.
Duo of comparative psychologists studying interactions of lab-raised dogs and wolf packs reveals something rather unexpected. Wolves cooperate, dogs submit, Science Mag reports.
My problem with that is that cooperation, submission is a form of cooperation. Like, if you have a hierarchy, that's a form of people cooperating.
But no, Shauna makes a good point.
If you know your place, I work at this job and I am not the manager. I am like the last person on, or first from the last up. I know my place and we're cooperating.
Yeah. But it seems like maybe...
But you're getting something in return, though. You're not...
Yeah, I'm cooperating and I'm submitting.
I'm going to get my ass handed to me if I don't cooperate with this guy.
If I don't submit at my job, I get fired.
So, wait, there are different animals here. We got corporations and independent contractors. We got the corporations as dogs, right? Uh-huh. There's different hierarchies and positions.
Right.
And they should each play their part to make it work as a pack. But independent contractors got their own thing going. They're looking out for themselves, and maybe they'll team up with you if it looks to their
Well, they
advantage.
Have to contract with somebody, though.
Yeah, they cooperate, right? They contract, like the wolves.
Well, I think of the independent contractors as being like a sort of union, in that they have an, I wouldn't say maybe an obedience, but an allegiance to one another that the wolves seem to possess, whereas dogs don't necessarily have an allegiance to one another. They're usually suspicious of one another initially. And it's like they're looking for a third-party authority to be the dominant presence and keep them safe and provide for them.
I think this article actually gets into that, the way that dogs don't get along with other dogs, but they do get along with humans very well. Various theories on the origins of dog-human cooperation suggest that dogs have tamer, more tolerant temperaments compared with wild, beastly wolves, which allowed them to accept us as social partners. This may have helped dogs develop their human-like cognitive skills. And, for example, I did see another study that came out a year ago where they have determined that dogs will pick up on all kinds of human emotions and hand movements and body language and posture and whatnot, whereas wolves don't pick up on any of that. So you can run charging at a wolf with a club, acting all aggressive and all, and the wolf's going to sit there and look at you like you're stupid. Whereas dogs will go crazy, bark at you, start flipping out. So yeah, most definitely dogs have over the years, over the tens of thousands of years, or 4,000 years, where, however you look at it, have picked up on these human qualities. So it's very interesting. To study tolerance and attentiveness in canines, Frederick Range and Sophia Virani from the University of Veterinary Medicine in Vienna gave a series of cognitive tasks to four packs of mixed breed dogs and four packs of wolves. Each pack consisted of two to six canids accustomed to humans. The scientists raised all the animals since they were 10-day-old wee pups. The team realized that wolves were the tolerant, cooperative species. Dogs form strict, steep hierarchies, with dominant animals demanding obedience from subordinates. Their findings should suggest that dogs were bred for the ability to follow orders and be dependent on human masters. So, yeah, that's horrible.
Is that horrible?
To me, it is. In a mealtime challenge, the researchers set out a bowl of food for a high-ranking dog paired with a low-ranking packmate. They repeated this for pairs of wolves. In every pair-wise matchup, the higher-ranking dog would monopolize the food. The wolves, however, were able to eat from the dish at the same time. Occasionally, a dominant wolf would act mildly aggressive towards the subordinate, but a subordinate dog wouldn't even try to challenge the dominant one. In another test, where the animals had to follow each other's gaze to find food, wolves proved better communicators. They are very cooperative with each other, and when they have a disagreement or must make a group decision, they have a lot of communication or talk first, Range explains. Not so with dogs. A higher-ranked animal may react aggressively at a subordinate for even the slightest transgression.
Jerks.
Yes, exactly. When you think about
I've seen that too. Have you seen a big dog like growl at a little dog like stay in your place?
Yeah, he's got the food bowl and he's like standing over it. He's like some guy in prison eating his banana pudding. He's all hunched over it and some guy comes a little too close.
Yeah.
The growling starts and next thing you know you've got a plastic fork in your forehead. So here's the way I see this. So, the dog, here he is, G, he's just the happiest guy. According to another article I read, he's only a 30-day-old wolf.
What does that mean?
That means they stop developing their brain. There's a reason why wolf heads are so huge compared to their bodies.
Oh.
Because their brains are bigger.
Nice.
So they're much, much smarter. They're always thinking about their environment. They're always thinking of how to get out of the next trap they get stuck in.
Right.
Or their next meal. Whereas dogs, after 30, they stop developing and they just depend on us to take care of them. I love the dog and all, but the fact that he's such a slave bothers me.
Do you think that maybe it wasn't humans' fault that dogs became subordinate? Like, maybe through an accident of birth, there was just this really subordinate wolf.
I think
that was hanging around animals, and they were like, let's raise him. He's cute.
That's exactly how it happened. It was selective breeding.
Dog's my friend.
Yeah, I mean, already buddies. They became friends before the selective breeding.
I mean, I'm a caveman, and the dog bit me once. This is, you know, let's keep this guy around. And he bites me once, and it's like, nah, and you're throwing him in the pot. And you're eating his ass.
Right.
But the nice dog who's sitting around and he's cleaning up after you.
Right.
He's cleaning scraps and he's cleaning human waste. And
bringing you food sometimes. Like, they're helpful. Yeah, like, hunters take dog shooting to go get retrieve the game.
Yeah, but I don't know. In the earliest of days, they were bringing food back. You might use them to, like, track stuff down, you know, hunt.
Don't dogs
Labradors
do that
are
for
only
their
100
packs?
Years old.
You know, dogs don't have packs. We are there, unless you consider us the humans.
Interspecial.
Yeah. Right. Well, because, like, cats will bring back, like, victories for their owners sometimes.
Yeah, and I don't know why they do that. And they
love you.
Yeah.
That's why they do it.
They don't eat it. They want to eat
it's
their...
It's for you to
they,
kill
they
it.
They want to eat their
it's a trophy.
It's for you.
I've heard speculation that they believe you can't provide for yourself. Like, here's this dumbass human. He doesn't know what he's doing. Here, I'll throw him a bone. I'll give him a freebie. Keep him alive.
After they've mauled it to death. And it's
well,
just
all ready to eat for you.
Sometimes they don't bring them already dead.
It's all nice and soft, and they've
tenderized.
Tenderized it. Yeah, of course. So, all right, so... If this is true for dogs and wolves, if you were to carry this over to, say, the human population, and amongst us there are dogs and there are wolves, and slowly, or maybe not slowly, maybe it's always been the same percentage, but there has been a tendency for, you know, the population to migrate towards the whole dog slave mentality. Whereas there are some that just don't want to evolve or devolve to the domesticated form, and they want to stay wild and free.
Well, it's hard to be free. So if there's any incentive or subsidy for being subordinate, people are going to do that.
Yeah, I know. Then you get on the Shauna's excuse over here, talking about, well, maybe being submissive is actually a way of cooperation.
It's a form of cooperation.
Yeah.
You submit or you rebel and you're not cooperating and there's strife and there's, you know, if you submit, then there's no discord. If you all cooperate and always happen to agree and be unanimous and think collectively and communistically, then that's a form of cooperation too. Good luck getting there. But I mean, even here it says, oh, the wolves prove to be better communicators because they talk more, you know, they make group decision. And it's like, well, if somebody in a hierarchy is a leader, then they have to communicate also. Just because your opinion isn't, you know, input, you know, I mean, you could be in a meeting with like 20 people or, you know, in a CAC meeting or something, and everybody can just yakety yak 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 all day. Nothing actually gets done. Or, you know, there could be a consensus and, you know, an agreement is reached and everybody's all, you know, living the dream and all that. Or in, you know, there are instances of hierarchies where, you know, the leader, the top person in the hierarchy communicates to the people below and the exact same goal is reached. The thing is done. I mean, there's still like if the leader in that hierarchy isn't clear or everybody already knows that it's, you know, a bad leader or something like that. You know, you're still going to have the same situation, the same pitfalls, the same benefits of cooperation.
But are we stuck in this pitfall because of the way that we have evolved to not be able to think on our own, or not to want to think on our own, and to rely on some master, you know, in another room to make all the decisions for us?
When do we, or
the collective to make the decisions for us? When do we evolve out of that to where individuals can make all the decisions for themselves? I consider myself an individual, and I don't, you know, I do work for a master, but only for a couple of days a week, and I make some loot. But every other thing I do is my own decisions. I make all of my own decisions, and I'm getting by just fine.
It's when you walk out of the room in your mind, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's when you declare personal independence.
So, but why are there so few people who are able to do this? Why does so many of the population insist on cooperating through taking orders from someone else?
Because that's not, it's not just declaring personal independence. Like saying the words, like, I'm independent, I'm on my own, is different than actually providing your own food, your own energy, your own medical care.
I am not a number, I am a free man.
Exactly. Becoming a free man is a lifetime of work, and probably most of us won't get there. Like, you know, it's a journey. It's not like, oh, now I'm free.
It's a journey, not a destination.
It's true, no, but like, that's why. It's because every step of being free has been subsidized by overlords. There's the welfare.
What I mean. Just like the dogs only have a 30-day-old wolf brain.
Yeah. Where's this 30-day-old wolf brain that you're talking about? Is this just another study that you thought would be nice?
I forgot the brain. I closed the article out already. I'll find it. I'll put it in the show notes.
It's on the internet.
It's on the internet. It's real.
I think what it speaks to is that hierarchy, when subsidized, is sustainable. With dogs, it's sustainable. It may not be an ideal situation, but because it occurred, it's there. Because the state was supported by a sufficient number of people, it continues and perpetuates. It's the idea that if you only need to do so much, you only need to do so much thinking to get a hierarchy. You need to do X amount more to reach a level of cooperation among people.
Where I was going with 30-day-old brain is, how much smarter would we be if we didn't rely on masters to make decisions for us? You know, where would we be after 1,000 years of evolution of being individuals? I seriously think, especially the progressives, who I don't believe we're progressing at all when we start to – I think we're going backwards.
Well, what do you mean by smart? Because we know, like – I have more access to information
cognitive
now
abilities
than ever before. Like, my cognitive abilities have never been better and are outmatched by any person in history now because I've got a smartphone in my back pocket. And
yeah, so there's a form of cooperation with your, you know, our peers and building on technology year after year until, you know.
But am I smarter? You know, like, I wouldn't say so. But I have, like, you know, in some ways, I have more access to information. I can answer more questions or stuff like that. So,
yeah,
I think we're going forwards in some ways, at least.
As far as technology is concerned, oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah. I mean, we're going straight up at the moment.
In our ability to solve problems.
But we're still, you know, the spawn of many, many, many generations of slavehood, you know, since caveman days.
You know what I think it is? There's always a need for more imagination in the world. And nothing incentivizes imagination like desperation. So, like, dogs or human slaves who have it good and are happy to be slaves to their masters have no incentive to use their imagination to dream up a better life or a better world. But the wolves or the independents out there who are struggling or desperate in some way, like, if they fail, bad stuff happens. Not
exactly.
Like there's
if they don't get out of this trap, they're going to starve to death.
Yeah, there are real consequences. That incentivizes imagination. And that's what the world needs more of.
I agree. The question is, how do we get all the other sheeples on the same bandwagon and wake them up? I mean, do we need some catastrophe to, you know, push them into the over the precipice?
You don't.
300 style.
You don't. You can't.
This is. Oh, no, that's 300 Sparta. This is Sparta.
Well, speaking of catastrophes and the way that they frame debate, I would say that recently we've all come to be familiar with the suburb Ferguson, Missouri, which is a suburb of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And what's going on there, I'd say, just based on the circumstances of what occurred, it's a negative event, but it's advancing ideals of liberty and self-ownership in the sense of the narrative is a tyrannical state attacking unarmed civilian population and then just ramping up that attack and militarizing that.
The Ferguson cop got more donations than the Ferguson victim.
Than the victim fund.
I mean,
it sounds like there's competing products being pushed. You know, the tyrannical state and other people
like
are making
here in
a lot of.
You got the liberties versus the status. We've actually created our own groups to, you know, emphasize the fact that we're going to continue to button our heads.
What I'm happy about is that this is a situation in which all of the weapons and all of the aggression has been, in this case, pointed to is coming from the state, and that the worst they're pointing to from people is they're looting, they're rioting. And the idea of trying to associate that activity with peaceful protest activity, and thousands of people would be out protesting.
Has that
20
been?
Yeah, you have news reporters, and you have this Sorbo guy, fucking Hercules, coming out saying that they're nothing but rabid animals.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, he says
no, not Kevin Sorbo.
He said something to the effect.
Kevin's
yeah
said who are rabid animals?
The rioters.
Oh, okay.
Where is this?
Protesters. Now, maybe he was only referring to the people who were breaking windows open and stealing shit.
I'm sure he was referring to the people who were acting like looters, yeah. Right? Like,
which in that case, they're worse than rabid animals. They're, you know.
Well, what I take issue with is this association between looting, rioting, and peaceful protesting and being opposed to police brutality.
Yeah, the question
is like, well, these people claim they're against police brutality, but they are breaking into stores.
Exactly.
And
so they've just became. You know,
so has any
in their own, in
have
their own
any
war.
Of the people like in favor of the peaceful protesting, have they disowned the looters? Have they said or not disowned them, but successfully separated themselves, said that and joined, you know, people who are complaining about the looters and said, yeah, I'm peacefully protesting
the
state.
Is, are there
and
peaceful
screw
protesters?
These looters?
No, they seem to be taking their side, Shauna.
They're taking the side of the looters?
Yes.
That's a great idea.
I know. Disturbingly, I saw videos right after this happened of several interviews of the people saying, if these buildings weren't burned to the ground, if there weren't people looting, this story never would have gotten in the news and attention that it got.
Well,
we wouldn't
actually,
be interviewed right now.
Yeah,
so, you know, we thank those looters. They did the right thing. I'm like, whoa.
Well,
okay, you guys, you don't know that you wouldn't have gotten the media attention that you got.
Really?
Without the looting. Yeah, that's not a
given.
There
haven't been other examples of police brutality where if it weren't threats of violence and, like, protests over and over again. Like, I mean, they tried to bury Kelly Thomas's murder for a month and a half.
I get where you're coming from.
I mean, there was no violence erupted from it, but
it's not a cause and effect that you can just directly link to say that because they burned some building... Now that it gets the mainstream attention on the police who shot a kid,
mm-hmm.
No, like that does not connect.
So you're
even
saying like the
at the same time, even though it's a more reason for the media to focus attention on it, what bleeds leads.
So
no,
you're saying they shouldn't have been lazy and just relied on the looters to grab attention? Like they should have just kept separate from it.
I think they're.
I've not
the
been
best
following
solution would have been to
the
produce
looters.
Their
That's
own
productive.
Independent media. To be the media there instead of being like, hey, media, come focus your mainstream attention on us. Like, be
right.
The media, report out what's really going on. That's the most effective use of people's times.
There's plenty of great independent media sources reporting out of Ferguson right now. I know many people that have traveled to there from around the country.
Yeah.
And then of course, upload it to Freeman TV Raw.
Nothing from Ferguson's appeared there yet.
No.
So there's two Raw stations.
You haven't given out the password yet, have you? That'd probably not be a good thing. Let's not do that.
Yeah.
Right on the air. So there's two Raw stations. There's Derek Raw.
It's Derek J. Live.
Derek J. Live. That's a Raw station.
Yeah.
And
Freeman TV Raw.
Freeman TV Raw is...
With threes in the place.
With threes instead of E's.
Yeah. You know, I'm part of a...
Lots
of good B-roll.
We brought up news about Ferguson. I wanted to bring up that I'm part of a project called the World Crypto Network. And we're trying to incentivize people who are in the Ferguson... area to send their media, send whatever videos they're taking to the World Crypto Network, because we want to have reporters on the ground, like all over the world, reporting on these stories in sort of a decentralized CNN 24-hour news station on YouTube.
Is that channel set up already?
Already live. It's called World Crypto Network.
So if I submit a video... You know, from far away or something. Are you going to, like, vet it anyway? Are you going to call me back? Are you just going to run whatever and then some, you know...
Is it just a bunch of
really
channels
cool.
Or is it, like...
It's two channels. There's one and then that's always live. And then there's another that's, like, the channel B. So, like, if one show goes long, it gets bumped to the next one or the next show starts on channel B and stuff gets worked out. But the idea is right now there are human overlords, but we really want it to be the first DAO, a decentralized autonomous organization. So there are no humans at work eventually. So the idea is we get to build this thing this decentralized news network all over the world and then step away from it and it will run itself. And you can do that with Bitcoin. We've already set up like shared accounts across the world that you need 6 out of 7 of the owners to like approve the sending of the Bitcoins before they'll get sent. So like, and it's all over the world. We've got one person in the UK, one person in Thailand, one person in the US. So, like, there's no way a government could shut down this news network. And that's the project. It's
called
World Crypto.
Could the government infiltrate it?
The sure,
government
sure.
could, you know, could like stop free Keen just, you
yeah,
know.
That could happen, but then they couldn't
videos.
Spend yeah. they couldn't spend the Bitcoins that the World Crypto Network has, for one thing, because with multi-sig wallets, and I know this is getting a little technical, but
I'm thinking about cake.
There's a way to receive Bitcoin as a group. Say we're all some group accepting Bitcoin, and then you need 3 out of 4 people to agree before a transaction can be sent from that address. Mm-hmm. So, like, we can all receive, no problem receiving Bitcoin, but then if we want to spend money on a new computer for Black Sheep Rising, we need 3 out of 4 to agree about
that. So this 4-person Aha! parliament needs a quorum to vote on where to disperse funds.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so it's already working. It's sort of an example in voluntary government, right? Because people can opt into this scheme if they want to, or stay out of it.
Yeah.
But it's all public. It's all happening live. We have virtual town halls once a week. I was the overlord last week. So
is that your title, overlord?
No, I nicknamed myself.
That should be your title.
Yeah, I was like,
we gotta
tyrant.
Get you a name tag.
We have a new tyrant each week. We have like a dethroning. We murder the last person. Yes.
Derek J. Freeman, overlord for the day.
It was fun. I wielded my hammer of power recklessly.
So while you're overlord, you're looking over the crypto Bitcoin network, or you're looking over this crypto news network?
So while I was overlord, I ran the town hall session. That's really all that is involved. And we make decisions, like, as a group, you know, because there's people involved all over the world. And we want this to be a news channel that can compete with CNN and the mainstream guys, because the real news is happening on Twitter. It's happening on people's phones. Like, it's happening live. We get the news first before everyone.
It's not filtered.
So screw CNN and their filters.
Raw.
You know, and I'm just picking on CNN.
Isn't CNN also going to Twitter, like, what's happening on Twitter?
Yes, but...
And aren't there tons of bots and you can buy fake...
Yes, but there are still owners of CNN.
And they're still filtering those tweets. They're
right,
like picking their favorites.
And there would be no owners of the World Crypto Network. Like, if we set this up right now there are, you know, but we don't want there to be. The people who are involved have agreed we're working on stepping back and letting machines run this whole thing if we can. We want to automate it.
What needs to be automated? Like approving posts to go?
Yeah. Everything. So we want to incentivize and reward newscasters. If you produce a news package, you should get the Bitcoins for that.
Oosh.
Like the news people should be getting the Bitcoins, and the people who comment on videos should be getting the Bitcoins.
Who's sending the Bitcoins to this news network?
Viewers.
Just based on like, I like this. Here's some Bitcoin dollars.
It could work a few different ways. Yeah, right now it works that way, but it could also work by scanning a QR code. Like a barcode thing, and then a video plays.
Well, I mean, like, would you take advertisements? Like, I sell spoiled milk to school children, and I want it to be this decentralized, you know...
That was our discussion last week. Okay. That was at our town hall. We were like, should we take advertisements? Because there's a real conflict there.
Yeah.
Some people were saying, I'll only advertise for stuff that I've used personally and can endorse. And others, like me, were saying, no advertisements. I am strongly against all ads.
Awesome.
Keep it independent. You know... So we'll have to work that out, but I think keep it independent is the best solution. People can have their own whatever they want to do.
What am I going to do with all this spoiled milk now?
Check out the World Crypto Network.
When's the next school board meeting?
Let me wrap this article up real quick, see if I forgot anything. When you think about it, humans are the top dog in
hierarchical.
Yeah, that word.
Fishy
people-pup relationships. Ours is not a cooperative relationship like that in a wolf pack. We can typically stop dogs from taking easily available meat, for example. The enhanced sensitivity of dogs to social inhibition means they are able to accept the leading role of their social partners, human or dog, more so than wolves. Domestication, the work suggests, didn't enhance the cooperative abilities of dogs. It's not about having a common goal, Range says. It's about being with us, but without conflict. So, yeah, we tell them something and they obey. The duo represents their findings at the Animal Behavior Society meeting at Princeton University last week. So, yeah, that's, I think it kind of wraps it up in a nice, neat little dogs love us package. And
man's best friend.
And they love us even more if we're their boss.
I hope this wasn't
otherwise
a big part.
They run our lives.
Yeah, I've seen plenty of people have no control over their dogs. And mm-hmm. it's an effing nightmare to be around the dog and the person because it spills over into the rest of their life. Like they can't, they don't have control over anything, you know. And
yeah, exactly. And Garrett brought up a very good point concerning G. He's got a kind of a nasty wild streak in him. Where for one thing, if I let him outside in the yard, he would run away. not because he hates me.
Someone stomped a bear claw.
But because
on his
there are millions of trees out there.
The bear claw
that he needs
of Conan's
to, that he
wrath.
Needs to pee on, and nothing hold him down. So he's got an explorer streak in him. He's got to be free. He's got to be wild. And it's always kind of hurt me and hurt my soul a little bit. The fact that I'm keeping this dog. The cat loves me. The cat would never go anywhere. She would live out in the yard and come back every night. This guy, he would go out and he would get lost. Not on purpose. He would just, that's just who he is.
How did I end up in Walpole?
I wish there could be some sort of, like, drone that you could put a collar on your dog. And then, like, if he gets too far or if he gets lost, hasn't been back in a day, you just send out the drone to go, like, pick him up. Because G is small enough. He could just be picked up by a little drone. Like, bring him back. Bring G.
Maybe when Amazon starts their drone system, they'll have, like, a dog retrieval drone.
You know what? They're not going to do that system. I'll tell you why. People are going to be waiting for their package and the drone, too. They're going to take that drone.
This is mine now.
They're going to be like, I'm repurposing your drone.
Well,
now.
Maybe when Skynet actually develops these drones that we were talking about, the drones will just drop the package on the porch and back off real quick.
And like, it'll drop it from like 50 feet.
Well, it'll monitor the porch for 15 minutes to make sure it gets picked up. If it's not, they'll go back and they'll pick it up and they'll take off with it again.
It's going to get shot out of the sky, man.
So, yeah, there's none of this sitting around waiting to get grabbed.
I don't know.
By some redneck.
They could have a line so the drone stays up in the air and just slowly lowers down the object from a distance.
Just shoot the products out of a cannon.
They'll probably have a trust network of, like, we're not going to send anything to Conan.
Well, no.
He's on the list already.
We'll send some to Bill Gates.
So they'll have your information. So they'll know who probably nabbed the drone. But what's to prevent your neighbor from grabbing the drone and reprogramming it to work for their?
I would say the answer to that,
a shit ton of drone minions flying around.
The answer to that is public schools. Your neighbor's not going to know how to do anything. He's
going to
be
that.
On Ritalin and just sitting there staring at TV, looking at somebody else's selfie.
We need to include that in the next rendition of what's their social class they take? Social economics class where they
home ec?
Not home ec. Social studies.
Oh.
Where you learn about, you know, government and society and
sometimes it's
stuff
civics.
Like that.
Gym?
You learn about gym. Exactly.
That's where you learn about society.
The law
exactly.
Give
me that social
Don't
studies
Don't hit me
crap.
With that fucking dodgeball.
You learn about life in gym.
You learn how to throw the big ball versus the small ball, and one of them hurts more than the other, and one of them's harder to throw.
Oh, God.
I don't even know if they play dodgeball anymore.
No, I just hung out in the locker room.
This week... We're getting about to the end of this cool show. I've been begging and pleading with the people to get Stephen Hawking to call the show again. And so, I mean, this is...
Who are your people? Who have that kind of pull?
I don't know.
Why are you wasting your pull on getting Stephen Hawking to call
you? It's like my karma. I only got so much of it, and, you know, I need to...
Use it where you can.
I think it would make the show...
This is where you're cashing in. Well, yeah, saved it all up.
Especially when you consider...
This is why we can't have liberty. Because yeah, we're going to have Stephen Hawking's going to be on the phone all the time.
Better be good.
He's going to be enslaved.
Especially considering
society.
That Stephen Hawking really doesn't like the show. He called in like 30 episodes ago, and he had all kinds of bad things to say about the show. And so we've just kind of been, you know, hinting at maybe he'll call in again. And he called in again, and here's the voicemail starting for you. Now.
Hello, Black Sheep Rising. It's Stephen Hawking. Your show still sucks giant donkey balls. I think it may suck even harder than last time I called in. Obviously, you didn't take the hint and insist on airing this foul drivel. The only consolation is that no one listens to your shit show anyways. I swear, if I wasn't confined to this chair, I would come over and bitch slap each one of you personally. Oh, well, a man can dream. Do us all a favor and fall off of something very high onto something very sharp. Upload that to your YouTube channel, bitches. Hawking out.
It turns out he's a really cranky old bastard.
Wow, what a sweet old man. He must be a hit at parties.
You know, they have voice simulators that actually sound like Stephen Hawking.
Do they?
Yeah, you don't need Daryl to do it for you all the time.
Get out of town.
That's Daryl.
No.
It's Daryl.
I forget the name of it, but there's a specific program that has like a Stephen Hawking type setting.
No. People wouldn't do that to this show.
I don't think it's not named that, but it pretty much is that.
Is there a Daryl setting?
It's what they use to make the MC Hawking raps.
So what you're trying to tell me is that's probably not Stephen Hawking?
No, you can hear the Stephen Hawking voice if you look up like MC Hawking.
Why are you shattering my dreams like that? I thought we were so popular that...
This is an imposter. I'm not saying it's not a scientist. I'm not saying it's not a physicist.
So you're the one poo-pooing for an hour the idea of people submitting and being dominated and all that. But your big dream is for Stephen Hawking to abuse you.
I'm living in this fantasy.
Yeah, your fantasy of liberty is Stephen Hawking abusing you.
You guys shattered my dreams and broke my heart this evening.
If
Tell
only.
Me that it wasn't Stephen Hawking. Hey, everyone, you've been watching Black Sheep Rising. You can go to the website, which is blacksheeprising.org, and you can get all of the archives and the show notes and the links are all there for you for free. Please go and visit. And if you're going to go that far, you might as well also go to the Facebook page, Facebook.com/blacksheeprising.org. If you listen to the podcast version only, you can catch us on iTunes and Stitcher and maybe even some more podcatchers. Check us out that way if you like. If you would like to get in contact with me and you don't want to go through the Facebook option, you can email me at show@blacksheeprising.org or... Like Stephen Hawking, you can leave a voicemail at 267-521-2771 and leave anything you like. We'll probably play it on the show, even if it's hateful like Stephen Hawking.
I want to tweet.
Because that's what he's into.
Do you have a Twitter?
I don't have a Twitter yet.
Okay, well, we got to get you tweeting. I'm going to tweet at you.
I don't say enough during the week to, like, twit at people.
Yeah, but then you could get tweeted at. Oh. You don't have to say anything.
There's many ways for you to receive your abuse that you so desperately seem to crave.
You'll get some.
I don't have tweets, but I do have some links on the webpage if you would like to donate via PayPal or Bitcoin. Those links are there, and I'm accepting. And if you would like me not to mention your donations, please attach a message to the donate, and I won't mention you. Otherwise, I'm going to talk about you because I, you know, you're cool like that, and you need those props. Shauna,
what
do you got going on pretty soon? You want to talk about it, or is it too soon?
No.
Okay.
No.
Otherwise, yeah.
Can't contact me. I don't want to hear from you.
Derek, you got all kinds of stuff going on.
It's easy to
get in touch
with
you. Except you've compiled it all into one.
Yeah, it's all at derekj.me. So if you want to get in touch with anything that I do, tweet at derekjme or go to derekj.me and look at all my media that I produce, podcasts, videos. And you can also send me Bitcoin there. DerekJ.me/sponsor.
I'm at freeconquered.org. You can hit me up on Twitter and Facebook as my real name, Garrett Ian. YouTube.com/AquaKeen is where you can see some great edited content.
That's right. Both guys here do the raw channel deal. Lots of good B-roll. If you want to do your own Liberty videos, you know, these are really good channels to go check out. And it's just tons and tons of confrontations and, you know, whatnots taking place that are free to use.
Yeah. I just uploaded videos of cop blocking here in Keene where I caught an undercover liquor commission lady pulling someone over, got her face real good. So, like, these are videos you can't get anywhere else.
Exactly. Yeah, you're not going to – well, I guess you can get some live streaming from Ferguson. But, you know, if you want some peaceful confrontations,
well,
it's all happening here in Keene. You guys can come be part of it as well. You are more than welcome. Derek, did you get a chance to watch this video that I – this Daft Punk
melody?
No, but
I love Daft Punk.
This is very nice. The guy is very nerdy, but in a good way.
Okay.
He does kind of a Blue Man Group kind of a rendition. He's playing on the – I didn't know what the thing was called, but it's called a rimba.
Yeah.
Rimba tubes.
Yeah, it sounds like steel drums or something a little bit, but like high-pitched noise. They're like organ – bells or something, right?
He's using PVC pipe. It's like he's made his own homemade garage setup, and it's
out of PVC pipe.
That's what it looks like to me.
I dig it. Let's see it.
The guy's name is Snubby J. He does a lot of other tunes.
My family.
He does like Star Wars and the whole nine. Definitely check out his YouTube channel. It's very entertaining. Not only does he perform the song, but he performs it. He does kind of a skit that goes along with it. It's very entertaining.
Is it a good skit?
It's a good skit.
All right.
The song is not just Get Lucky. There's a couple other in there that he mixes in. D-Rez is in there. I recognize that one. It's very entertaining. Guys, thanks for joining me. I hope to see you, you know, in the future.
Of course.
You guys aren't going anywhere.
I live here.
Exactly. You at home, you folks at home, check us out next week at the same time. We do live stream. If you want to catch us, you know, in between breaks and the whole nine, we're doing that. Otherwise, wait about Wednesday, Thursday-ish, and I'll be putting out the edited version, the cleaner version. But we'll be here next week at the same time. Love you. Good night.
Black Sheep Rising After Show.
We totally left Joe out. He could have been listening to us talk.
Oh, sorry, Joe. Shit.
Is there anything?
Wait, you mean right now?
This thing has been.
Joe is still watching the live stream.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
There's a button for banning user.
I tried to tell them to
go ahead.
To speak into the microphone.
Yeah, you tried to tell us.
Yeah,
Shauna tried to warn us.
Yep.
That's not on record though, so you can't check it.
Nope. That's what I said. I work in the shadows.
I don't know. Oh, see, hey. All right, we got a new. Yeah, I am listening. He
said. So. Mr. Garrett, while I got you here, we didn't do a movie review because I didn't watch anything this week.
Oh, shit.
No movies?
Oh, shit! So Katie was like, all right, here's your movie homework for the week. She said she wanted me to watch Les Miserables.
Is this Katie McCall?
Yeah.
She had you watch Lane.
Musical.
She's got you on a movie list? You're watching movies
on
from her list?
From Katie McCall.
No, but Black Sheep Rising really needs a movie list.
Yeah.
Dude.
Let's set that up tonight.
What's at the top of the movie list?
Exactly.
Right now?
So, and can you do like a Facebook poll? So put movies down and people can vote on?
Totally.
All right, we'll do
that.
Which
be like reviewed next week or something?
Because I was actually thinking of Witch Mountain or whatever
Loose
it's called.
Change.
I think you should do the new Ninja Turtles movie.
Well, it's not out yet.
But I'm not paying.
Wait, Witch Mountain is a Vic Diesel movie.
Just sneak in.
What?
Witch Mountain is a Vic Diesel movie.
Diesel Mountain.
That's why I picked it. It actually looks neat. So
the only thing I know about it is where the graphic comes from of him like turning around in the.
It's in the intro. Did you see the shocked look?
Yeah, I saw that.
So I downloaded a movie, so I have it readily available. So I was thinking, it actually looked kind of neat. IBM that gave it like five.
IDMB.
Yeah.
Sorry, Daryl.
Joe says Popeye has Robin Williams in it and is a libertarian movie.
Popeye's libertarian.
I've totally forgotten. Sorry about that, Joe. Joe did mention that a week or two ago.
Oh, yeah. We're kind of supposed to do a Robin Williams movie next.
Yeah.
I think that it would be appropriate.
Yeah, and Jumanji's been dead.
Yeah, not doing Jumanji. Not doing that stupid old guy with a young kid kind of a thing. I didn't.
One hour film.
No.
Miss Doubtfire.
Good Will Hunting. And it's got Matt Damon in it. I boycotted.
Dead Poets Society?
I boycotted.
What about Dead Poets Society?
I don't remember that one.
I've watched that in school more than any other movie.
Ugh.
There was also the Good Morning Vietnam.
Yeah, that's fun.
How about Popeye?
I have to say, you know, I was kind of alluding to during the chalking conversation that I really don't like Robin Williams because his whole it's too jumpy going from.
Well, you got your wish, Conan.
Going from
happy?
I know. I fucking totally made that happen.
No, he's pretty not funny. I watched him do a monologue on SNL from the 80s, like early 80s. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, like junior high or something watching old reruns. And his monologue was about how AIDS was really funny and people should wear condoms and isn't that weird because a condom is like this and that and then you're doing a chick and whoa, ha ha ha. And I just have been like disgusted with him by that for like 16 years now.
Was that a legitimate endorsement of condoms, or do you think?
No, it was like him making like I guess in the early 80s, condoms were this new thing.
Danger zone.
Yeah.
Well, they became important because of AIDS.
Yeah.
Right, and his joke, the gist of his funny, the gist of him being funny was like how odd it was. They're trying to popularize condoms, I guess.
Yeah,
and that was his joke of how that was the basis of his stand-up. And I
was never really impressed with anything he did until I saw him on Charlie Rose. And according to I was listening to the
interview,
I was listening to the NPR the other day, and according to what they were saying, he was on like five or six times. Like more than anyone, well, not more than anyone else, but you know, he was
the most popular Charlie Rose host ever.
Yeah, he was on
Charlie
quite
Rose
often.
Is creepy.
But I saw him on for a whole hour, and he was nonstop. I mean, everything he said,
of course he's nonstop.
He said was Robin motherfucking Williams. It was brilliant. I mean, it was. I just couldn't stop watching.
Well, he always gave me the air of a person who wanted attention, and I've heard that now that he's passed, there's a lot of stuff that's been revealed about his history of like his parents not paying attention to him and being one of those classic cases of a class clown who's just crying out for attention, wants people to focus on him. Like, yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it looks like that, looking back at his old stand-up. And that's what I think I can relate to you, Shauna. Like, watching him makes me a little uncomfortable. Because I can see him, like...
You can see through the
him
tragic...
unsatisfied. Like, him not pleased enough with all the laughs. Like, he needs more. And you can see he's not pleasing himself. He's just desperately trying to get more laughs. It's never enough. It's really... It is something to watch.
Well, that's what I think of all things, like, you guys should do this, should review Popeye, because that already has, like, the story around it, the characters are there, and he just, does he play this role well or not? Mm. You know, like, Jack Black in, like, 1 hour, or Please Be Kind Rewind or something.
Yeah.
It's a movie, it's a really cute movie, and he's in it, and he's not by himself. And by himself, Jack Black, to me, is, like, effing insufferable. But with other people, with other structure around him, he's freaking awesome. And
yeah.
I think...
Be Kind Rewind, he's only by himself?
No, he's with someone.
He's with someone a lot. It's like a buddy movie. It's really cute.
He has a coworker or something.
Yeah.
What's the one that he was in with Cusack?
John Cusack or Joan Cusack?
High Fidelity. He had buddies, too. He had the quiet buddy with the bald Moby head. And it was Jack Black and, of course, Cusack, who ran the store. I think I've seen that before.
He didn't have many friends in Tropic Thunder.
He did. And he was good in Tropic
Thunder. Jack Black was in Tropic Thunder?
Dude. Yeah.
I totally need to watch. Just
you must have missed that
just
one.
Just because Iron Man's in it and he's played such a wonderful black man. It was just very convincing. Totally convincing.
Good dialogue.
Yeah, I'll set up a movie review wish list on the Facebook page. And I just click poll or something, and then people can just add to it, mm-hmm. and vote on things that are already there. I'll do that.
That sounds like a nightmare.
I wake up in the morning, there's like 50 options, and everyone has like 3 on it.
5 of them are just the same movie spelled wrong.
Everyone ranked 5 bags of popcorn.
Preferably with Vic Diesel, we'll continue the... You know,
homage.
The downward spiral.
How bad can they get?
If you're not familiar with who Vic Diesel is, that he has his
you
own Facebook
educate.
Page. It's right star. There somewhere. Just
so you want to know what movies other people want reviewed on here, or just like what's a good movie that makes your tummy feel good? Because that you're going to get different
Both.
Responses.
So obviously, well, so Joe thinks Popeye has a good tummy feel,
mm-hmm.
and it. You know, it makes sense that we could do something because it does have kind of a. There's a. I don't know. I haven't seen Popeye in friggin' 10 years or so. I don't even remember what it's about. I know Popeye the character, but the actual movie, I don't know what was discussed.
Only seen the cartoon.
What did they discuss?
You never seen the movie?
Nope.
I know there's a. No, I know there's Bruno and there's
I think
Popeye
it's
and there's a skinny girl
oil.
From The Shining.
Shelley Duvall.
Shelley uh-huh. Duvall.
And there's a lot of punching and eating spinach.
So this was after The Shining?
It's 1982.
Right around the same time.
Okay.
So, yeah. We'll get on that. Derek.
What's up, Conan?
Thanks for being on, man.
It is my pleasure, sincerely. It's so good to be in this seat and this beautiful set. It's always getting better. I love watching the show, but it's better being on this end.
Garrett, thanks for being on. Shauna's about to be my roommate, like in how many days?
5, 6.
I was taking advantage of the fact that the room is completely empty, and there's a lot of things I wanted to do with it, to redo the walls, and I wanted to insulate the bedroom walls because they're like hollow, and you can like hear people like turning in bed and stuff. That's just unacceptable.
That's whoa.
So. Yeah, and now the first is like creeping up, man. I'm not done yet. Let's go take a look at it. Guys, thanks for watching. Joe, we're getting off, man.
Let's bring the cameras.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Fabulous.